Torah in Parashas Kedoshim talks about the mitzvah of Orla. The first 3 years of a fruit tree, one is not allowed to eat the fruit. The fruits of Orla are asur b'achila, they're asur b'hanah. You can't eat the fruit, you can't derive any benefit from that fruit. And even Orla's chutz la'aretz is asur. Halacha l'mosh misina, it's not part of the pasuk, but it's asur halacha l'mosh misina. What do we do with the fruits in the fourth year? So the pasuk says, "Vashana haravias yiakol pirio kodesh yivula mashem." There's a din of netar revai that the fruits of Eretz Yisrael at least have a din of netar revai. And in the fourth year, we bring it up to Yerushalayim, and we eat them b'kedusha, just like Ma'aser Sheni is eaten in Yerushalayim. Netar revai is also eaten in Yerushalayim. What's the tama mitzvah of netar revai? Why do we do this? We have orla for 3 years. 3 years we don't eat from the fruits of the fruit tree. Then we have netar revai in the fourth year. We have a kodesh yivula mashem. We praise Hashem. We thank Hashem. Ramban explains that really netar revai is like the mitzvah of bikurim. That the idea of bikurim is that a farmer when he produces shiva saminim, so he's supposed to take up the first of his fruits and give them to Hashem. He brings them to the Beis Hamikdash and he offers them as a carbon. Netar revai is a similar idea. Bikurim is the first fruits from the shiva saminim that you have after those first couple of years, after the 3 years and the 4 years. When the fruit tree continues to bear fruit, then you bring those up as bikurim. And it's not just fruit trees, but chitus, aura as well. Right? It applies to all of the shiva saminim. But there's a special halacha that when it comes to any fruit tree, not just to the shiva saminim, when it comes to any fruit tree, the first 3 years, it's asa b'achila, asa b'anah. But then you have netar revai to be meshabeach Hashem for the fruits that you have, for the first fruits of this tree, the first fruits that you're going to eat of the tree. Why do we wait 4 years? Why do we wait until the fourth year to bring the netar revai up to Yerushalayim to eat? So Dr. Ramban, that fruit on a tree in the first 3 years often is not really worthy of bringing as a carbon. Very often the quantity of fruit that's produced by the tree in the first 3 years is not significant. And the quality of the fruit is not so great. The fruit is not as luscious, it's not as tasty, the fragrance is not as beautiful. The fruit is not so nice. So we're not going to bring the fruit of the first 3 years up to the Beis HaMikdash. We're not going to bring it up to Yerushalayim, because it's not worthy that should be a Kodesh Hilulim Hashem, that we should praise Hashem with that fruit. It's not choshev enough. It's not a davar shel kavod, so that's why we're not going to bring that up. After the first 3 years, now the fruit tree has started to bear luscious fruit. It started to bear tasty fruit. The quantity is much better. The fruit is bigger, and it's nice. It's nice. It's something that we would enjoy to eat. Oh, that's the time to take a break, to bring it up to Yerushalayim and to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're thankful for what you've given. We want to be mahalal you, we want to be mashabeach you, we want to thank you for the opportunity that you gave us, and now we have another fruit tree that we're going to be able to eat from its fruit for the years to come. I think there's a very important message in this mitzvah of netar revai. We know the pasuk in Parashas Kisetzeh says, Ki ha'odam eitz hasadeh. And taken in context, it's not referring to this, but Chazal understand, the Sfarim say, that there's some comparison being made between a person and a tree. A person and a tree. That's what Chazal understand. There is a comparison. The pasuk is not really saying that. It's asking a question. But Chazal understand in another level of interpretation that a person is compared to a tree. So in a sense, the rule of netar revai maybe applies to a person as well. You know, sometimes the first couple of years when a person is getting involved and is learning, he doesn't have such luscious fruit. He's not producing a quantity and a quality of fruit that he can be meshabeach Hashem for, that he can really be thankful for. It's not really on the level to thank HaKadosh Baruch. But after 3 years of working hard, of being amel, sometimes a person appreciates that he's on a different level. He sees his sense of his accomplishment. He sees he's gone places, and he's really advanced. And that's the time, that's the opportunity for the person to be mahal Hashem, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that he's accomplished, for bringing him past those 3 years, past all of the difficulties, the challenges, the ups and downs. It's not always easy. Every day, well, it goes so perfectly, not always. Sometimes there are challenges, and it's difficult, and we don't understand Shira, and it's a tough sugya. And sometimes there are mesechtes that are harder than other mesechtes. And it's hard to stay positive and to be excited and to be able to put in the effort to produce that luscious fruit. But when we do put in the effort, and we allow our trees to grow, we allow ourselves to develop properly, then after a number of years, we'll find that we actually have beautiful fruit to offer. I think this is especially relevant to Talmidim of our yeshiva. Now, the average stay of a Talmud in this yeshiva is 3 years. It's not always 3 years. Some stay for 3.5. Some stay for 4. We've talked about this. I think it's better to stay longer, to spread things out. But the average stay in the yeshiva happens to be 3 years. So I think it's really a lesson. Right? 3 years. How much can you accomplish in 3 years? You can accomplish a felt. That's what you can accomplish in 3 years. I've seen Talmidim grow over 3 years in incredible ways. You know, they come and they have kelim. They have kelim, but they have to work at it. To work at the lumbas, to put the sugya together, to read the Rishonim inside, to see what the Rishon is being adayed, to understand the Achronim, to understand the lumbas, a piece of Torah. It takes time. It takes effort. We understand, but we're not at the level that we could be at. But after 3 years, wow, what you see, what Talmidim can accomplish in 3 years. They can produce such luscious fruit, such fragrant, such tasty fruit, that people can look at Talmidim in this year and say, Chazer Re'eh B'Kadesh. At the end of a long zman, the end of a year together, it's an opportunity to thank Hashem, who's always Mezaveg Zivugim. And I never really understand how Talmidim are attracted to different shiurim and to each other. Something we can't really understand, because it's not something that you can understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mezaveg Zivugim. And in this way as well, it's like a zivug, it's like a shidduch. But we really have to be thankful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us to the same room, the same pundak, as we say, the same Beis Medrash, and we've been able to inspire each other and to grow from each other. It's been an incredible run. It's been a journey. It's been a delightful journey this year. But I especially salute the graduates, the graduating seniors, those Talmidim that have been with us for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, and sometimes even beyond. It's been an incredible run. I've seen each one of you grow and accomplish so much to the point that I really can say that the fruit that you're producing, the kashas and the terutsim, the lumdas and the svaras, it's luscious fruit. It's really tasty. I enjoy it so much, and I'm sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu enjoys it as well. My bracha is that you should all, both the first year Talmidim and the second, and especially the graduating seniors, you should all continue to grow. Continue to grow, to accomplish, and I hope that the kesher that we've developed will continue to remain strong, especially to the graduating seniors, even though you're leaving the shir officially. But as I always say, once a Talmud, always a Talmud. We never lose the kesher, hopefully. I hope not only won't we lose the kesher, but the kesher will be strengthened. And each one of you should have continued bracha and hatzlacha and simcha. And you should always be zochi. You should always have what to thank Hashem for.